From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. No answer yet on whether the U.S. will send troops to Liberia. Today, President Bush declared, "We won't overextend our troops, period," when asked about what role the U.S. might play in the West African nation. The president was speaking from Pretoria, the latest stop on his five-day, five-country tour of Africa. He met there today with President Thabo Mbeki. The two men discussed AIDS, trade, and several regional conflicts. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
On a frosty winter morning in Pretoria, South African President Thabo Mbeki greeted Mr. Bush on the steps of his office before their talks. Despite the U.S. cutting off military aid to South Africa last week and differences over Zimbabwe, the war in Iraq, and how to combat HIV, the two men described their relations as warm. Emerging from the discussions, President Mbeki said the visit reinforced the growing ties between the two countries.
I must say, President, that at the end of these discussions, We all of us feel enormously strengthened by your very, very firm and clear commitment to assist us to meet the challenges that we've got to meet domestically and on the African continent.
Trade was high on the agenda. South Africa is America's largest trading partner on the continent. They discussed a deal to create a free trade zone among the U.S. and the five nations at the southern tip of Africa. President Bush also pushed Mbeki to take a harder line with Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe to try to resolve that country's political, economic, and humanitarian crisis. The domestic challenge that dominated the talks was AIDS. A senior administration official says Mbeki, who in the past had questioned the effectiveness of antiretroviral drugs, now understands the need for such drugs to fight the disease. President Bush touted his own initiative to combat HIV in Africa and the Caribbean.
The next 5 years, we will spend $15 billion in the global fight against AIDS. People across Africa have the will to fight this disease, but often not the resources, and the United States of America is willing to put up the resources to help in the fight.
While the additional money for the AIDS crisis is desperately needed in Africa, some critics here are unhappy with the way President Bush is giving it. They say the money should be given to the UN's Global Fund to fight AIDS, TB, and malaria, instead of through a new channel with American strings attached. Unlike President Clinton, who was greeted by cheering crowds in Africa in 1998, President Bush's reception in the streets has been muted and at times even negative. About 1,000 people gathered outside the U.S. Embassy in Pretoria today, denouncing Bush, primarily for the recent war in Iraq. Amandla Stoli, an electrical engineer, is holding a sign that says, "Where are the weapons of mass destruction?" Stoli says if President Bush was sincere about toppling dictators, he would have invaded neighboring Zimbabwe, where more than half the population is now on the verge of starvation.
If it was because of the regime change, why don't you go to Zimbabwe and help Zimbabwean people? You know, because they can't go to Zimbabwe, they won't gain anything. In Iraq, they're after Iraqian oil. It's not about the point of mass destruction or the regime change. They're after their oil.
When Mr. Bush was running for president in 2000, he said Africa was not an area of strategic importance to the U.S. Much of President Bush's trip this week is aimed at convincing Africans that his views have changed. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Johannesburg.